Nico Horning here with Chiefs right-handed pitcher Nolan Sparks ahead of Game 4 of the six-game series this week between the Chiefs and the Cardinals. A five-inning outing last night for you, Nolan, with just one run given up. And we'll start with that. It was an excellent outing in replacement of Nate Dome, and then you guys got the win, first one of the series last night. How'd it go on your end? What was working for you overall?
Kind of just filling up the strike zone and getting ahead. Kind of using the off-speed especially. Big thing was using this new slider-cutter pitch that we've been kind of working on, trying to get some, like, weak contact, early swings. So that helped out a lot. And then just keeping the fastball around the strike zone just to stay on the attack.
And is that a pitch you've been developing since you got to Peoria or spring training, or when did you start mixing that in?
Kind of mixed it in last week. So we've been experimenting with stuff with, like, my slider, trying to find the right velocity and shape that we wanted to use for it. So just kind of clicked this past week and just kind of used that yesterday and just going to kind of run with it and see how it goes.
Awesome. We were talking about that on the broadcast last night, is your ability to get ahead in the counts. It seemed like it was pretty consistent last night, obviously. And what does that do just for your mentality and for a pitcher to get ahead early, and that way you can kind of have a choice, I guess, of what you want to do going forward?
Getting ahead is, like, the biggest thing that you can do as a pitcher. Like, it's the best chance that you're going to get at putting yourself at a higher likelihood of getting the guy out versus working behind the count. It makes your job a whole lot easier. You're throwing less pitches, as well as you are able to stay on the attack. So once you get to two strikes, you can expand and try to execute a nasty pitch to get a strikeout.
Let's discuss your background a little bit, your foundation getting into baseball. Born in Castro Valley in the East Bay in California, and then went to high school in Colorado in Aurora, just outside of Denver. When did you start playing ball, and when did it click for you that you wanted to possibly take it to the next level?
I played baseball since I was maybe like 4 or 5 years old, so it's always been a part of my life ever since I could remember. And then, moved to Colorado at a young age, and it never really clicked for a long time that I could play baseball at the next level. It wasn't even a guarantee that I could play baseball in college. I was a smaller guy at high school, and, you know, just worked hard and harder just to get bigger and stronger, and definitely just found some God-given talent within me later on in life and in college, and kind of just took every moment as, like, something to be grateful for, because I would have never expected to be in this position now. So it's part of my day-to-day is just treating every day as like a gift, because it's a dream that I never thought would come true.
I know you were talking to Jason Savakul a little bit here, just walking in during this pregame session that you guys are going on, and he's a New York kid. He's from Syracuse. You ended up going to Rochester, and I know you were kind of deciding between Cal and Rochester. You walked on at Rochester. What was that decision like, first of all, to kind of figure out where you wanted to take your, not only your baseball performance, but also your academics, and see what happened after that?
It was a tough choice in high school, because getting kind of recruited, I was only getting recruited as like a potential baseball player for Division III schools, and Cal was only a school that I would go to maybe for academics.
Sure.
I may have maybe tried out for the intramural team, but I wouldn't have necessarily played baseball there. So it was really choosing between academics and baseball, and Rochester had both, so I just kind of went with that.
That's awesome. And then, what, a seven-inning shutout to begin with in your first appearance there. How was that, and how did that set the tone? And then, you know, you talk about academics and the ability to go to Cal. You ended up double majoring at Rochester, neuroscience and business. What was that balance like between playing baseball and also taking care of your schoolwork?
It was tough, you know. Like, Rochester was a fairly, like, pretty tough school, you know. You had to do a lot of studying, a lot more than I thought I had to do. And as for baseball setting the tone, like, I set the tone pretty high, so then that way the rest of the year kind of just went downhill from there. Just kind of learning the things I needed to learn, coming from not even playing varsity baseball, just kind of JV baseball kind of background, where you know, needed to learn how to throw off-speed pitches in the strike zone, need to learn how to, you know, throw pitches just around the strike zone just in general. So it kind of set the tone for, like, hey, the talent's there, but you just still got a lot to learn, and that's kind of what I did there. And then academically, some challenges, but that's been something I've always, like, been proud of, how much I just try to take academics very seriously, and it turned out pretty good.
Where did the neuroscience passion stem from as far as the decision to major in that?
I started as a biochem major with a second major in business, and then biochem just kind of wasn't really feeling it. So I wanted to just pick something I was a little more interested in and switched to neuroscience fairly quickly. Mainly because if I wasn't playing baseball, I'd probably be like in medical school trying to be a doctor. So I was taking pre-med requisite classes early on my first 2 years, so I could kind of switch to any science major by my junior year. So I just chose neuroscience, which was tough, but actually I found very interesting and something, you know, made college worthwhile for all those long hours of studying.
That's awesome. Did you have any family that were doctors, or is it just something that you were interested in early on?
It's always been something I've been fairly interested early on. I have a grandparent who's works in the medical field, but nothing too crazy in terms of family figures. Just something where I've been passionate about with, like, my grandma had back surgeries and stuff, so I thought about being orthopedic surgeon, like, in high school and then throughout college, and then kind of just baseball came in out of nowhere, so I was like, okay, got to ride baseball as long as I can.
Sure. A couple more for you. Being in Rochester, being in Central New York, a lot different. I'm sure a glimpse of Colorado as far as maybe the winter, but maybe not as consistent. What was that experience like for you to adjust to Central New York? Because it's a lot different than New York City as a Syracuse graduate myself.
Yeah, it is an adjustment. I would say one of the bigger adjustments is the sun. you have, in Colorado, you'll get the sun, you know, at any day.
Right.
And almost always you'll see the sun. Like a storm will come in with a lot of snow, and then the sun will come out and melt it all. And even if it's cold outside, that sun just heats you up being so at such a high elevation. So definitely more cloudy days, more consistent cold. So it makes it a little bit more gritty in terms of practicing baseball inside a lot more.
So true. Last one. Your story is so unique, and I think there's a lot of ball players out there that, you know, maybe they don't have that opportunity to play Division I, Division II. Maybe they're not on the varsity team in high school. What's your message to just the youngsters who have that passion to play, know they have a talent that may come later for some, but to continue playing and stick with it?
I would say always stick with it, and if you can find yourself turning to the Lord, that's something that helped me a lot, not just only in finding the talent that I had, but also being able to use just what you were given since birth, and knowing that your strength and everything is all within you, and it's all about just finding that and just trying your absolute hardest every day.
Nolan, love it. Thanks for the time, and best of luck going forward this season.
Thank you.